just been listening to Simon, SM2N. Simon has made an audiobook comment on some of the improvements that were mentioned in the recent AudienceNet survey done on behalf of Audioboo, and Simon's explaining his concerns about the possibility that the community as we know it in Audioboo may be, let's say, the balance may be upset, it may become something that is not at the moment because of the improvements that may be included into Audioboo after the survey has been digested. And I kind of agree with Simon on his feelings towards the community being disturbed or being ruined, in fact, by maybe certain improvements. But without me going into those improvements, because I suggested some, others suggested some, and of course as Simon said it way back in the February series that was brought up, and I think if I remember right, it was me who brought it up in the first place. So we've been kind of talking about this and for way back, since way back in February, improvements, and to be fair, it's not easy to make improvements if you haven't got big backers and loads of wonga. But in the same respect, we haven't really seen an awful lot of improvements in Audioboo, and in a cliche statement, having said that, Audioboo has just gone on, and those of us who have stuck with it and made our friends and made our communities have actually been using Audioboo more and more and more, with the odd exception where people may have drifted away. Seem to be using this word may an awful lot this morning. But anyway, I do tend to agree with Simon on the community. I would hate to see, or I'd hate to see the community as we know it be disturbed and ruined. And I think I actually personally brought that up during the February discussion on that. So, but what we'll say to Simon is, having agreed with him, I share his thoughts on that, is that no matter what the improvements are, if we create our own communities, as we have, as I have, as Simon has, as everybody else has, then it shouldn't really matter what improvements are made, because Audioboo is out there to do its job, provide a service, improve the service, bring more people in. And I'm sure that within Audioboo currently there are, may well be people who are using it as just a chat room. And that's entirely up to them if that's all they're doing with it. I feel that the community that I have here with the friends I've made, and I'm sure many others feel exactly the same, that this is more, this is much, much more than a chat room. This isn't a chat room. This is, as Simon succinctly put it, is a community. And you create your own community within Audioboo, and that is a big difference. And I don't really see that we would allow our community to be disrupted and ruined. Because if we suddenly got someone, say, joining, following us, well, I know how I work with following people. I don't follow people immediately. I've put my hands up to this. I've been honest about it in the past. And I usually tell people who have suddenly followed me, you know, that I will see how it goes and I will follow them, with no disrespect whatsoever. Because you just can't follow everyone. And then if we have a community that we're happy with, We want to bring in people who are similar to that community if we want to expand it. And so we should really be looking at those people. And if someone comes along that we don't like the sound of, then we won't follow them. We shouldn't follow them. And that way you won't disrupt that community. What you will do is continually bring in people who are like-minded, or even just people who put stuff up that you really like. And you're going to follow them, and they'll become part of your community, and your community will grow. And that's the way I see of basically, maybe not the right word, but policing our community. And of course, everybody's got their own communities. I mean, my community consists of a group of people I now call friends, who do things that I like. But some guy up the street from me might have an entirely different community within ODBU. It doesn't matter. It's the community you create. And having flashing lights and ding-dangs and whatever else, all bells and whistles in ODBU, to me, shouldn't, and I use that word kind of tentatively, shouldn't disrupt or ruin the community that we've already established and are constantly growing. So, improvements will come, Simon, I'm pretty sure, but I think, going by the fact that we did discuss improvements way back in February, and there have only been, I may be wrong, but very little improvements, maybe a couple of improvements really. Still, some of the major stuff hasn't come along. So I don't see that Mark Rock and ODBU are going to come along and take this survey from AudienceNet with all the comments and many comments that were made, along with what was possibly said way back in February, and suddenly roll out a vast swath of improvements. It's not going to happen. I don't expect it to happen in the first place. And that's no disrespect to Mark Rock whatsoever. Things don't, as I said, don't happen that fast when you're not in the big players' field, as it were. Maybe one day, Mark Rock, I know they will be. So I suspect that when improvements come along, they'll come along in dribs and drabs. And because at the end of the day, he has to make sure that an improvement that comes out works. And the only way he's going to know that is by feedback from us users. And when I say us users, I mean us who constantly, ODBU, who constantly, almost every day, record audio through ODBU. And so we are the ones that are basically testing the system and reporting back about what we're not happy with. So I suspect we'll see a rollout of one improvement. You'll wait and feedback on that. It'll take a while for that to happen before we possibly might see another improvement. I don't think it's going to any of this that's going to happen overnight. I don't expect it to. But I will affirm my thoughts along with Simon's that it would be a terrible thing for the community to be broken. I'm quite sure that Mark Rock is not going to go down that road. Although he wants to build his company and have more subscriptions, paid subscriptions, etc., etc., that's quite natural. But I don't know Mark Rock that well, only through ODBU. And I don't suspect that, my feelings are that Mark Rock is not out there to be the big guy on the street and grow massively, globally, I think. My feeling is he sees his baby as improving, increasing, just letting it grow gradually and keep control of it himself, not wanting it to grow far too big, because then the big conglomerates come in and want to buy you over, and these things happen. I don't think Matt Rock's in it for that. I think he's in it for the long term, keep it going. That's my opinion. And I don't think he would want to see the communities that have been established ruined. I think probably he looks at the communities that we all have, and we all have different ones. I have a circle, Simon has a circle. All the people within my following, the followees, all have their own circles, which may include me and may not include or may include other people that I don't even know about. So I suspect that he can probably seize these, like, throw in a handful of, a handful of tiny pebbles, hundreds of tiny pebbles, up in the air into a lake. And all these hundreds of little ripples are just gradually spreading and mingling with each other and spreading out towards across the lake gradually. I suspect that that's how Mark sees audio view, and he's going to give it the time to get there, and I don't think he would want to have someone throw, or I don't think he wants to throw a big boulder in there right in the middle, which will obliterate all those tiny, tiny ripples and just make it one big show. Oh, now that was an analogy, wasn't it? On a Saturday morning at 7 a.m. yeah, okay, that's my feelings. That it won't happen because we the community, we the proper users of audioboo won't allow that to happen to our friends and our communities. And I don't think Matt Rock wants that to happen either. But it was an interesting thought from Simon. And I'm sure Simon, like me, hopes that that thought was without substance.